USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A charter plane carrying 143 people who were traveling from Cuba to North Florida ended up in a river at the end of a runway at the Naval Air Station in Jacksonville late on Friday. Base Commander Captain Mike Connor says the outcome could have been much worse.
It is a miracle. We could be talking about a different story this evening, so I think there's a lot to say about the professionalism of the folks that helped the passengers off the airplane.
According to South Korea, North Korea has test-fired several short-range missiles from the country's eastern coast. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says they are closely monitoring the situation. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 197 points, the NASDAQ up 127. This is USA Radio News.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheet Special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheet Special, use my promo code USA.
The North Koreans have once again fired off test missiles. Officials in Seoul are now reporting that North Korea has fired not one, but several short-range missiles. This may be a sign of a diplomatic breakdown between President Trump and Chairman Kim Jong-un. The president did speak on the phone with Russian leader Vladimir Putin following the release of the Mueller report.
He actually sort of smiled when he said something to the effect that it started off as a mountain and it ended up being a mouse, but he knew that because he knew there was no collusion.
Meanwhile, the head of the House Judiciary Committee has set a Monday deadline for the Attorney General to present an unredacted version of the Mueller report to Congress. The 23-year-old truck driver, who was accused of speeding and causing a fiery Colorado highway crash last week, has been charged with 4 counts of vehicular homicide. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The president's pick for the Fed blames the left for his demise, even though many Republicans also opposed his nomination. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
Steve Moore, whom President Trump had tapped for the Federal Reserve Board, withdrew from consideration after losing Republican support in the Senate. Moore tells WMAL Radio in Washington he blames a smear campaign from the left for the demise of his nomination.
That's the stupid things, 15 and 20 years ago, and that was really used to build a case against me. And Donald Trump is an amazing guy. I mean, he loves to fight, and he did not want me to step down. He said, keep fighting, keep fighting.
Moore faced stiff opposition from Republicans in the Senate, largely over concerns about his past conduct with women. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
It was a marathon reading of names. Over 27,000 children who were reported as abused in Dallas County, Texas in 2018. John Clemens has the story.
Volunteers read the names of the children with their identities protected as Jane Doe and John Doe were used in place of their real names. Leah Caprice, Ms. Texas, took part in the event sponsored by the Dallas Children's Advocacy Center.
Jane Doe, age 17. John Doe, age 13. Jane Doe, age 6. Jane Doe, age 13. John Doe, age 7. Jane Doe, age 6. Jane Doe, age 8.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.